This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Robert Stephen Ozuna. Date of birth, February the 23rd, 1980. Case ID number is 673-8817. Date of exam, November the 7th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Carlos Alicea, dated 3/3/2023. Identifying information. This is a 43-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of degenerative disc disease of the lumbar sacral spine, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, decreased vision, comma, and depression slash suicidal ideation slash anxiety slash post-traumatic stress disorder. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in January 2018, where he was working as an inventory associate for 3 years. The claimant also worked as a warehouse stocker for 2.5 years and in customer service for 7 years. During the time that he worked part-time to full-time, 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his parents and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, degenerative disc disease of the lumbar sacral spine. Number two, diabetes mellitus. Number three, hypertension. Number four, decreased vision. And number five, depression slash suicidal ideation slash anxiety slash post-traumatic stress disorder. History of allegations. Number one, degenerative disc disease of the lumbar sacral spine. The claimant states that in 2007, he was in a motor vehicle accident where he was hit from a truck on the side of his car. He states the character of the pain is a stabbing pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiates down both his legs. He denies any surgeries for this condition. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift 3 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up his clothes. His physician is Dr. Ledesma. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, but not doing any other kinds of exercises. He does no housework and does not help with the laundry. The claimant did see a chiropractor at one time and did receive 1 month of physical therapy. He is presently taking ibuprofen, 800 milligrams TID, Tylenol, 650 milligrams TID, and does state that it does give him some mild relief. He was diagnosed with the lumbar sacral back contusion with a questionable herniated disc of 2 millimeters of the lumbar sacral spine. His condition is stable at this time. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2021, he was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, but no weight loss. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. He does have diabetic polyneuropathy consisting of tingliness and numbness of his hands and feet. He checks his blood glucose 1 time per day and states that it usually comes out between 90 to 250 milligrams slash DL. At the present time, he's on oral medications for his condition, which include Genumet 100 milligrams slash 1,000 milligrams QD and Jardiance 25 milligrams QD. His last hemoglobin A1C was 6.7, which indicates that he is very well controlled at this time. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2021, He was having some frontal headaches and blurred vision. He denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 156 over 102 mmHg, which is high. He is presently taking Edarbi, 80 milligrams QD for his blood pressure. He appeared to be very nervous when he came to my office. Allegation number four, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 1990, he was diagnosed as being nearsighted. The claimant denies having glaucoma or any trauma to his eyes, but does suffer from diabetes mellitus and hypertension. He does wear contacts at this time for both eyes and has good night vision and peripheral vision. His Snellen vision at this visit was OD corrected is 20/40. OS corrected is 20/25. And binocular corrected is 20/25. The claimant did not have a means of taking off his contact lenses. His vision appears to be well corrected with contacts at this time. Allegation number five, depression with suicidal ideation, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress disorder. The claimant states that in 1985, he was diagnosed with major depressive episodes, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress disorder with psychotic features. The claimant suffers from chronic depression, anxiety, panic attacks, and he states that he does see shadows and hears voices. He states his appetite is normal, but he does have problems sleeping at night, and states that he has decreased energy and constant nightmares. He states he always feels in a panic mode, secondary to the trauma that he had as a child. He does get angry about his situation and did try to commit suicide at one time by overdosing on drugs in 2004, which he states he tried to do with crack. The claimant has a depressed mood and states in 2020 he was hospitalized for 4 months in an inpatient psychological therapy facility to help him with his suicidal attempts. He states he was sexually abused as a child and always feels nervous, scared, and is always in fear. He states it was his uncle that abused him, and because he was young at the time, he did not say anything out of fear. And later on, when he did finally make the accusation, there was not enough evidence to prove that his uncle had sexually abused him, which has made him very angry. At the present time, he is taking paroxetine, 60 milligrams QD, prazosin, 6 milligrams QD for nightmares, quetiapine, 800 milligrams QHS, hydroxyzine, pamelate, 25 milligrams TID. The claimant states that medications do help him, but his memories and nightmares never go away. Symptoms and limitation. The claimant states he suffers occasionally from swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, button his clothes and lift up approximately 3 pounds above his head. He is unable to use a broom at this time. He has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. Ledesma. He is presently taking ibuprofen, 800 milligrams TID, and Tylenol, 650 milligrams TID for pain, which he states does give some mild relief. He does no other physical activities at this time. Family history, non-pertinent at this time. Medications, paroxetine, 60 milligrams QD, prazosin, 6 milligrams QD, quetiapine, 800 milligrams QHS, hydroxyzine pamimate, 25 milligrams TID, gabapentin, 400 milligrams TID, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams TID, Tylenol, 650 milligrams TID, Janumet, 100 milligrams / 1,000 milligrams QD, Jardiance, 25 milligrams QD, Livalo, 4 milligrams QD, Edarbi, 80 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, history of alcohol abuse, comma, degenerative disc disease of the lumbar sacral back area with a questionable herniated disc of the lumbar sacral back area, diabetes mellitus type 2, comma, anxiety with psychotic features, comma, major depression, comma, post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, decreased vision, comma, major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant used to drink 1 6-pack per day for 20 years. He states he quit in 2021. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant has a history of using marijuana, comma, crack, comma, but no cocaine, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used crack was in 2004. The last time he used marijuana was in 2017. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 99.0 Fahrenheit. Weight, 265 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 7.5 inches tall. BP 156 over 102 mmHg, heart rate 96 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 41, general. This is a 43-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress. The claimant appears to be very anxious and nervous and did not look like he was comfortable at all. He also appeared to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to the last sentence, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected, I'm sorry, OD corrected is 20/40. OS corrected is 20/25. Binocular corrected is 20/25. The claimant presented with cataracts. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was obese and physical exam was mildly difficult. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3, but had poor eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was depressed and anxious for the time. He had fairly clear thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was fair and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2-plus bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms of the lumbar sacral back area with some tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees. However, in the supine position, it was 40 degrees bilaterally, but with spasms and mildly positive straight leg raise for both legs. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices. Neurological, could you please drop down to after neurological. X-ray of the lumbar sacral spine. No acute findings, spondylosis. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the lumbar sacral back area with a mild positive straight leg raise in the supine position bilaterally. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but does have some minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with contact lenses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment. Secondary to lumbar sacral back contusion with possible herniated disc of 2 millimeters in the lumbar sacral back area, comma, and depression / suicidal ideation / anxiety / post-traumatic stress disorder secondary to events that happened in the past. Probable diagnoses: degenerative disc disease of the lumbar sacral back area with contusion of the back and questionable herniated disc of the lumbar sacral back area. Not confirmed with medical records, but appears to have some problems by physical exam, which are very mild. Number two, diabetes mellitus type 2 being treated at this time. Hemoglobin A1C was 6.7, which indicates he is very well controlled. Allegation number 3, hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 156 over 102 mmHg. The claimant was very anxious and nervous, more likely than not coming from his psychiatric problems, which may have attributed to his blood pressure reading. He is being treated and appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number four, decreased vision, dash confirmed with physical examination. He has been fitted with contact lenses, which gives him a fairly normal vision at this time. Allegation number five, depression slash suicidal ideation slash anxiety slash post-traumatic stress disorder. Being treated at this time, confirmed with medical records. The claimant appears to be stable, but continues to have ongoing memories and flashbacks. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Robert Stephen Ozuna.